Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, looks like an additive that's in our toothpaste and in our shampoo has been found not only linked to cancer, but also liver disease. But don't fear, don't be concerned, never fear, marijuana is here. Apparently, we have a study saying marijuana can treat cancer successfully. So we'll talk about how marijuana has now been found to help cancer. I know you wonder if all the scientists are stoned when they're coming up with this data, but no, they aren't. These are non-stoned scientists telling us that stuff. Then we found that cooking your food is probably one of the healthiest things to do, as opposed to not cooking your food. Okay? I mean, obviously they've never seen me cook. Then we come to find out that maybe the reason why a lot of us are overweight is because we lack bacteria. Maybe we need to roll around in the mud a little bit more, and that'll help us lose weight. We have Kaiser Permanente joining forces with Target to make in-store clinics. All right, I go to Target for toothpaste. I go to Target for makeup. Now I could go to Target probably for, I don't know, what, Pabst right now? I mean, I do everything at Target and Walmart, you would think. And then we've been telling everybody to stop eating fat. Well, maybe we should tell people to eat fat. Apparently, they say a fat diet could combat cancer. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Dr. Wax, how come we never talk about anything really, really, you know, happy, you know, anything, you know, jubilant and joyous? Okay, well, I got some good news for you guys. You guys want to hear, you know, some, you know, joyful news? Charles Manson has received a marriage license. Apparently, he can now get married to a 26-year-old woman who has, I guess, dedicated now her life to helping Charles Manson get out and to marry her. Afton Elaine Burton says she loves Charles Manson, even though he was convicted of the murders of 7 people, including pregnant actress Sharon Tate. Now, no date has been set for the nuptials, but a wedding coordinator has been assigned by the prison. This is what we're paying for, people. The wedding coordinator has been assigned by the prison to handle the nuptials, and the couple has until early February to get married before they would have to reapply for another marriage license. Apparently, the Kings County marriage license was issued November 7th for 80-year-old Charles Manson and Miss Burton, who lives in Corcoran, which is the site of the prison. She apparently maintained several websites advocating his innocence. She wasn't even born when this happened. I have no idea. Anyway, apparently she goes by the name Star. And she says she and Manson will be married next month. Y'all know that it's true. It's going to happen. I love him. I'm with him. You could love an 80-year-old mass murderer. You can. Not sure why you would, but I guess you can. All right. Now, he has no parole date. He's not entitled to family visits. Now, family visits is another way of saying he really can't have any conjugal visits or hibbity-dibbity stuff. So I'm not sure if the marriage, doesn't the marriage have to be consummated? Not that I even want to think about that. Now, the wife said she is interested in working on his case, and marrying him would allow her to get information not available to non-relatives. There are certain things next of kin can do. Now, Deborah, who is Tate's sister, all right, one of the victims, she acts as a spokeswoman for the families of Manson's victims, says this impending marriage is ludicrous. Why would any young woman in right mind want to marry an 80-year-old man? The devil is alive and well, as for her comments on Manson. Okay, so he became notorious in 1969 as the leader of that family, quote-unquote, of young killers. And you guys all know the Charles Manson story. This girl that wants to marry him, I guess, maybe she read about it in her teen magazine, you know, when they were talking about, you know, history in the 1960s. I'm not sure. But you know what? You guys wanted some happy news, so we got some pending nuptials. I don't think he's going to get parole. And personally, I don't want him to. Okay, I don't know. I don't understand why he didn't get the death penalty. He probably lives in a state where he can't. All right, 1-877 Doc Dolly. Very sick man, this guy. 1-877 DOCDALI. Okay, so let's talk about bacteria. Researchers at Cornell University have identified a family of microbes. This is the one we want, called Christensen alaceae. It helps us stay lean. I know, inject those suckers into me. And if you have an abundance of them, all right, unfortunately it's genetic. If you lack them, it's genetic also. Mice that received transplant of the bacteria gained less weight than untreated mice eating the same diet. For those of you that are like, I really need to see this study because I want some good read, it's in the journal Cell. Now, this idea that bacteria helps weight and then helps, you know, our health is probably one of the newest frontiers now in medical research, along with stem cell therapy, because we're finding we need our bacteria. Those of us on antibiotics all the time, those of us that don't have our regular normal flora, we end up, you know, seeming to gain weight, have other issues. Now, do antibiotics cause us to gain weight? Well, antibiotics cause animals to gain weight. Now, one of the callers that I had a few months ago said, look, the antibiotics they give these farm animals are to help them gain weight. I'm like, no, the antibiotics are to stop disease so the animal doesn't, you know, lack an ability to gain weight. But antibiotics may actually cause you to increase weight. Why? Because of this bacteria issue. Don't go away. We'll finish up with this and go on to more medical news. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We're trying to figure out why bacteria help make us fat. And what's going on here? All right, so they have this study that we were talking about right before the break, how if you lack certain bacteria called the Christensen Elsaea, all right, then you are going to have less of a chance to stay lean. So we've been talking about gut bacteria for a while now and how, you know, depending on the type that you have, it could keep you healthy, it could help keep you skinny. I have no idea. My colon must be as squeaky clean because I have like the slowest metabolism. But you want to know what? I was eating today one of those Ghirardelli squares. Somebody dropped off some chocolates for the holiday. And I know. I was like, Jim, And yes, there's still some left. They dropped it off at like 4:59 yesterday, so of course we still have some left. Not many, but we still have some left. And I ate, I'm looking at it right now, I just had it. It's called Pumpkin Spice Ghirardelli Square. I am usually, the only Ghirardellis I like are like the regular milk chocolate, or the ones with the strawberry or raspberry on the inside. I had no idea they had a pumpkin spice with caramel, and I'm not even a caramel fan, and this was damn good. So while, you know, I'm just kind of, you know, letting the Ghirardelli just float around my teeth and melt and fall out of my face and onto my shirt and picking up the little pieces that fell, etc., and then licking my fingers because it melted. I was thinking, you know, who cares about anything else? I'm eating chocolate. No. I was thinking that, yeah, I'm going to go to San Francisco. They have a great, I don't know if that's their headquarters, but they have a huge Ghirardelli store. I was thinking that, you know, maybe there's a link between diabetes and bacteria and sugar and all that. You know how you're more prone to getting a bacterial infection because you're diabetic? So a diabetic is going to be more likely to get foot ulcers and infections because bacteria like to set in. Also, you know, the flu seems to like you a little bit more also. All right, so let's go with this thinking here. All right, so bacteria like diabetics. Bacteria and fungus, but bacteria like the taste of sugar. Sugar causes diabetes. Could cause bacteria, but maybe a different kind of bacteria, because the more of this type of bacteria than the, you know what, I can't figure it out. I don't know. Okay, but anyway, if they could figure out what type of bacteria that we need that coats our skin and our mouth and our nose and whatever, and the GI tract, then maybe that's the way to cure obesity. We colonize with certain bacteria, and that helps our metabolism. I mean, you know, think about it. You know, in the olden days, all right, you would eat every piece of that animal, okay? Whether it's fat, whether it's skin, whether it's, you know, it's very, very interesting. With the laws of kashrut, if you read the Old Testament, you're not supposed to eat the skin or the fat of animals. You're just supposed to eat the meat. Now, maybe it's because of the Old Testament, God wanted to make sure we weren't clogging our arteries with fat. And he probably thought we were going to get enough, you know, fat from the meat. But, you know, you really, in essence, even before the Bible, you would be eating every piece of whatever that food was. And, of course, there'd be bacteria with that. Okay, obviously, you know, things weren't the most clean. Yeah, we later learned how to cook our food. We found that cooking our food tasted better. If we salted our food, they would last longer. All right. And, you know, we came to find out that, you know, you didn't have to always eat raw. Now, how was our metabolism back in caveman days? Well, unfortunately, we don't have, you know, any scribes back then to talk about metabolism, all right? But we didn't have a lot of complex sugars or these simple sugars like we have now. We had fat. We had protein, all right? But we made our own carbs. Now, if you look at a lot of these diets, they always talk about you got to cut your carbs, you got to cut your carbs. They are 500,000% correct. How many of us have tried the vegetarian diet where we eat vegan, but or vegetarian or vegan, one or the other, but we may increase our carb load? I have a lot of patients who are overweight that are vegetarian. You're like, well, how could that be? Because they're not. Well, because for them, the carbs are making them gain weight. Remember we talked about some people will be more prone to weight gain eating vegetarian if they have the carbs, whereas other people will do much better doing like an Atkins type of diet with meat. You know, so I really think if you look back, and I'm not saying cavemen were skinny. We don't have any photographs or selfies back then. But I think a lot of our metabolism is really messed up from these Ghirardelli pumpkin spice chocolate squares of caramel. All right? Sugars really mess us up. Sugars slow down our metabolism. And until we can figure out why, whether it's bacteria, whether it's insulin, right? You eat a sugar, you up the insulin. Insulin prevents you from losing weight. Why? What's going on there? So if we could figure that out, I think we'll be golden. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we have the top words of the year. Apparently, Oxford excuse me, Oxford Dictionary says the top word of 2014, as we're coming to the end of 2014, is the word vape. All right? Vape is probably the, I don't know why, what makes the top word. Is it the top word most likely to be used? You know, and that's why it's so common. But I would say, you know, driving where I drive, I would say it would be, you know, a four-letter word or some nasty words. I think those are still the most commonly used words. But since we have to keep it clean, okay, we'll go with vape. Oxford defines the word vape as to inhale and exhale the vapor produced by an electronic cigarette or similar device. And you could also use it as a noun for the e-cig or the act of inhaling itself. He did a vape. You see how that's a noun? Or I vaped. That's a verb. I vapely sighed. See? That is now an adverb because it ends in lee. It was a vape cigarette. Now it's an adjective. They say you are 30 times more likely to come across the word vape than you were 2 years ago, and usage has more than doubled in the past year. Okay, what have been some runner-ups? I guess bae, B-A-E. B-A-E is a term of endearment for one's romantic partner. I have no idea what the hell bae means. Okay, I was thinking like, you know, bae, sitting at the dock of the bae. I'd be thinking something like that. But no, maybe bae is short for babe. I didn't realize we were already taking monosyllabic words and shortening them. But my husband goes, yep, she's my bae. I guess that means I'm his babe. I don't know. A bud tender. A bud tender, as opposed to a bartender, it's a noun. It's a person whose job is to serve customers in a marijuana dispensary or shop. So if you're like, where's, you don't say bartender, it's bud tender. Now, we have an adjective on the list. It's called contactless. Now, it doesn't mean you don't have contacts in your eyes. It relates to or involving technologies that allow a smart card, mobile phone, etc., to contact wirelessly to an electronic reader or in order to make a payment. So, contactless. All right? Now we have an indie ref. Indie ref is supposed to be an independence referendum. Indie ref made popular in Scotland by the referendum on September 18th, in which voters were asked whether yes or no if Scotland should be an independent country. Most of the voters voted no. Normcore. Normcore is a noun. It's a trend in which ordinary, unfashionable clothing is worn as a deliberate fashion statement. So I guess the norm is the core. I don't understand normcore. Then there's slacktivism. Slacktivism, you guys need to learn these words if you want to be hip. Informal actions performed through the internet in support of a political or social cause, but regarded as requiring little time or involvement. So slacktivism is where you could be a slacker and still support activism. You sign an online position, you join a campaign group on a social website, hence slacker and activism. So these are the words that, are the newest, grooviest, super cool words of the year. You know, I don't know how much I like hearing us, you know, changing the way we do, or, you know, changing our language, you know? People are like, oh man, that was fly, right? You know, oh, that's sick. You know, now I'm starting to say that. Mom, I got a B+ on my test. That is sick, dude. What a dude. I'll still use dude because that's in the 80s. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
She's alive. She's alive.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so does marijuana cure cancers? According to some London researchers, they say yes. They say researchers at the University of London at St. George's said they've discovered cannabis extracts containing the key chemical in marijuana, the THC, the tetrahydrocannabinol, actually help with brain cancer when combined with another chemical and radiotherapy. The other necessary chemical is the cannabidiol. Now, scientists tested mice with brain tumors using the combined extracts as well as the radiation, treated them without any extracts but radiation, and they found the first group that had the marijuana extract experienced more success. All right, and they smiled more. Those treated with both irradiation and the cannabinoids saw the most beneficial results and a drastic reduction in size. In some cases, the tumors effectively disappeared in the animals. This just, I mean, they use the term augurs well for further research in humans in the future. Augurs my foot. OMG. We had a friend die of brain cancer. If we could have added marijuana to his regimen and think that could have saved him, it's too late now, unfortunately, but wow. Now, when you have the cannabis plant, you have both the cannabinoids and the THC. The THC is more of the psychedelic component that gives people the high, etc. And they've been found to treat epilepsy, anxiety, depression, headaches, nausea. This is being reported by the Washington Times. But to think that maybe there are some medicinal components to the plant, to me, is not that far off. Okay? I understand that we're going to be dealing with a lot of social issues with the legalization of marijuana, and I understand that the country is progressing to a degree that may be a little too fast for a lot of us older folk to handle. But I think we would be very naive to not look at plants and to see what plants can offer. I think they did a study with some recent Chinese medicine and had found that there's a lot of obviously merit, because Chinese medicine has kept people alive for centuries. We just have to figure that out, and we just need somebody being able to benefit pharmaceutically to, and money-wise, benefit money-wise, to actually come up with the study. Well, now that we have more and more people on marijuana, then maybe we don't have to rely on pharmaceutical companies to do a lot of our studies. We could then start looking retrospectively. You know, these people that smoked marijuana while they were diagnosed with brain cancer, you know, ended up not dying from the brain tumors as opposed to somebody that had a brain tumor and didn't smoke marijuana. Now, the next question people are going to ask is, what if I have lung cancer? What if I have stomach cancer, God forbid? What if I have breast cancer? Can marijuana help with that? This is what they need to study. And the problem is, you can't just study it in 2 weeks. Okay, you can't just go, all right, anybody that's ever had cancer, let me see. You know, did you smoke pot? Did you whatever? And then the question also is a lot of people that do get pot illegally, are they smoking it to the degree that they would need to for a study such as this? Okay? You know, are you getting your marijuana on a daily basis? Are you smoking it 2 times a day, 3 times a day? So there's still so many questions that have to be answered. And then how do you handle the logistics of it? The kids getting exposed. The secondhand marijuana smoke. All right, the third hand, jobs, where's the liability? If a doctor has a nurse who is assisting him in a code, she has marijuana in her system, okay, the person dies. Are there going to be lawsuits that successfully sue the doctor for having a quote-unquote impaired staff member? You see what I mean? I mean, we don't have all the logistics worked out, and we won't. We haven't even touched the surface. And I think it's going to get uglier before it gets better. And we're going to see, like already we're seeing, there was, I believe, a work discrimination suit because somebody had marijuana in their system and they were drug screened. And they were not, I believe they weren't allowed to keep the job because they tested positive for an illicit substance. Well, if it's illicit in your state, but then she claimed it was against disability because she was using the marijuana for a disability. You see, we don't have all these kinks worked out. Okay? Are the employers getting sued because they have somebody quote unquote impaired? How do they prove the person wasn't impaired? How do they prove that to the plaintiff? If marijuana was in their system. You know, every time I see somebody for workers' comp, they always ask, was any alcohol or drugs on board? All right? Because if so, then workers' comp is clear in that case. But now, if you can't discriminate because somebody may be on marijuana for a disability, and then what constitutes a disability, you see how this could be very, very convoluted. All right, and it just, we're just not going to be free of the kinks for decades, probably, because it'll all depend on what happens in the courts and the various cases and the various little nuances in the law that get entertained or get exploited, and we won't know what to do, you know? We won't. Right, you know, so, you know, I've had doctors go, well, look, you know, do I continue to drug screen my staff? Do I not drug screen? You know, is my knowing that I have a nurse making me more liable for something than my not knowing? Or am I going to get in trouble for not doing drug testing? I don't know. It really all depends on how good the plaintiff's attorney is. What? You didn't deem it necessary to drug screen your staff to make sure your staff was not only competent but also free of illicit substances, or, you know, you tested them and you knew, and you let them still work on my plaintiff, or what, you fired the nurse when she was using that for a disability? We don't know what to do. We really don't know what to do. Another thing we don't know what to do with is fat, okay? It's all about, you know, no more fat, quit eating fat, etc. Yet now they're saying a diet full of fat may actually help combat cancer. Now, this is interesting. We had a patient, but there's been a case of a Zoe Taylor who had epileptic seizures, one of which May 2013. She had two children. She says she's had two children without pain relief, but that was a breeze compared to an epileptic seizure. The pain from a seizure is, for those of you who don't know, it's excruciating. Seizures are, from what we understand, are pretty excruciating, okay? I guess what she had done, all right, I guess she had been diagnosed with a slow-growing brain tumor. Whenever there's a new onset seizure patient, we immediately do a scan to make sure there's not a tumor. She said she was told it might stay in the same state for years, but they couldn't operate because of its location, and she could suffer brain damage. She's only 33. But if she left the tumor in place, it could be more aggressive. She told she could try radiotherapy. Conventional treatment would have been, you know, surgery or maybe or chemo or radiation therapy, etc. All right. But what she decided to do was do a diet known as the ketogenic diet. So it's been kind of done experimentally to help a few adult brain cancer patients control their seizures, maybe help her cancer. So basically, she switched to a diet high in fruits and vegetables. That didn't seem to work, but then changed to fat. So she had to cut carbohydrate intake to a minimum, get rice, pasta, cakes, all that stuff that are carbohydrates, but I guess instead switched to butter, oil, and I guess it seems to help. Now, this ketogenic therapy, all right, they say has been used in 40% of children, 50% to reduce their seizures, and they think it may help. They help also shrink tumors. Now, I don't really have all the data on this. As I'm reading this, I still don't have good data. But that'll be really interesting to see how much fat is needed for cancer prevention. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Need direction or guidance? Ask the light. Like to have a quick source of insight and inspiration? Ask the light. Would you like an easy way to spread kindness in this crazy world? Ask the light. Ask the light miracle cards from askthelight.com were created in the aftermath of a true miracle. Beautiful underwater photography capturing the dance of water and light are combined with inspirational words to create the 53 card deck of Ask the Light miracle cards in a custom easy carry box. Ask the Light miracle cards speak directly to your heart and opens you to everyday miracles. Spread some kindness by giving a card away. It's a great way to connect with people. These cards bring blessings to all that experience them. Experience the many benefits for yourself. Visit AskTheLight.com to enjoy early holiday specials. Buy one deck for $18.50 or two for $30. They make great gifts for friends and family too. Ask the Light miracle cards at AskTheLight.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, we finally have a number of how much money it takes drug makers to actually make a drug, which is what we were talking about earlier, how, you know, our pharmaceutical company is going to get involved and, you know, help us with the studies of the marijuana, or now the marijuana is becoming more legalized throughout the United States. We'll have enough data on our own without needing to have a pharmaceutical company run a study. Now, we come to find out in a report by BusinessWeek.com that it costs drug makers $2.56 billion to bring a new medicine to the market on average. This is more than double the price 11 years ago. They say the higher cost, we're talking $2.56 billion for one medication to be launched in the market. Now, Viagra, they probably made their money back. But what about the antibiotic Avalox? What about the blood pressure medicine Bistolic? Have they even touched it yet? Has the company even made its money before any of those drugs go generic? The higher cost comes from clinical trials that are larger and more complex, as well as more drugs that fail in development, according to researchers. The FDA is sometimes blamed for driving up costs because of the time it takes to review new drugs. This wasn't a factor in the past, according to a study done by Tufts Center for the Study of Drug Development. Drug development remains, they say, a costly undertaking despite ongoing efforts across the full spectrum of pharmaceutical and biotech companies to rein in growing R&D costs. They say drug and biotech companies have come under pressure from lawmakers and health insurance companies to justify the cost of their products. They say it's been a long-running debate that has reignited with the introduction of treatments like the hepatitis C pill. The hepatitis C pill Harvoni from Gilead Sciences, remember, costs almost $100,000 for the 12-week course. All right, which is almost a grand a pill or however it's taken. All right? These things are, I mean, it's supposed to be phenomenal in terms of treating hepatitis C, preventing liver cancer, liver disease, but it's expensive. As of the Tufts Center last estimate in 2003, it cost $1 billion. All right? To develop a new brand name drug. Now, remember, that was in 2013 dollars. Now with inflation, it's a little different. 40% of the center's funding comes from drug companies, with the rest from research grants and educational course fees. So how are we supposed to expect a Pfizer, an AstraZeneca, a Sanofi, how are we supposed to expect these people to come up with a brand name and only allow you to pay 10 cents for a pill when they need to recoup $2.56 billion to put that back, that on the market. You see? I mean, this is some very, very frightening stuff. What it does is it de-incentivizes a company to make a drug that's new, innovative. They may just kind of reinvent the same old thing. A lot of you guys are like, how come it's just another antibiotic on the market? It's just another cholesterol medicine? You know, what? Where's anything new? Well, because, you know, kind of reinventing the wheel is a hell of a lot cheaper, and you have a better chance of it being launched than something that's brand spanking new. They say also, even if the drug is approved, the costs of development just don't end there. The FDA may say, wait, we need more studies. Maybe the drug maker has to conduct trials to expand use of the medicine. Well, you could use your Zoloft and Paxil for quote-unquote depression, but what about anxiety? What about sleep disorders? What about ulcers? The post-approval studies add an extra $312 million to that one drug, which could then raise the developmental price tag for that one drug to $2.87 billion. And does that even include the marketing? And does it include the samples? Does it include, you know, I mean, it does not include the pens doctors get, because doctors don't get pens anymore. So, you know, until they're able to make drugs cheaper, in the United States. We're not going to get cheaper drugs. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. An additive found in many liquid hand soaps, household products, toothpaste, shampoo, etc. has been linked to cancer. It's the same additive we've been talking about, triclosan. Triclosan is an antimicrobial that we use in a lot of products. It's been used very, very judiciously. And I remember about 5 years ago, I was asked by one of the local news outlets to discuss hand sanitizers and this triclosan, and I suggested use a hand sanitizer that's more alcohol and not the triclosan, and that was years ago. The study was published in the Journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, and it shows that triclosan causes liver fibrosis and cancer in lab mice. Now, liver fibrosis, where you have chronic inflammation, that then you get this fibrous scar that forms around the liver, the blood vessels, etc. Well, if you have scar and the liver becomes thicker and thicker and thicker, how's it supposed to work right? Okay? This is also being reported by Mail Online. Therefore, your liver starts to become cirrhotic. That causes the liver from not functioning. If you've ever seen a cirrhotic liver, it's like a brick. Okay? Researchers stress that the findings are also relevant in humans. All right? It's already under scrutiny, this triclosan, by the FDA. They're already looking at if triclosan is disrupting hormones, impairing muscle contraction, and it's used all over the place. In studies in the United States, have found traces in 97% of breast milk samples from lactating women and urine of nearly 75% of people tested. They say triclosan is one of seven most frequently detected compounds in streams, water streams, across the United States. All right? Antimicrobial soap is used on a lot of things, right? And it fights bacteria. And so triclosan has been used in these things for a while. More than four decades of research by the FDA, along with numerous studies, have already looked at triclosan. No evidence that it actually has any benefits over old-fashioned soap and water. Remember we talked about if you really want to wash your hands, use soap and water. Don't freak out if you can't find hand sanitizers. But these antibacterial soaps, okay, that or these antimicrobial may not always hit viruses. And so you could pick up a virus like pink eye, etc. You could touch your own eye, you could touch yourself, and then you could give it to you. Sometimes an anti-quote-unquote bacterial like this triclosan may not cut it, which is why I just go back to hand washing. Remember, when you do hand washing, you need to sing happy birthday to you twice, or you need to sing the whole ABCs very, very slow. Now, they say children with exposure to triclosan can be more at risk for peanut allergies, hay fever. Maybe it's because the bacteria protects them from certain allergies. We don't know. So the study suggests triclosan may also put people more at risk for liver tumors. All right? It damages by interfering with the protein responsible for detoxifying foreign chemicals in the body. To compensate for the stress, the liver cells proliferate, turn fibrotic, and they say repeated triclosan exposure could promote tumor formation. Now, just because you guys use antimicrobial soaps, I don't want you to freak out that you have a tumor. But, you know, maybe kind of look at the products, see what's in them. If you could switch to an antimicrobial or an anti or like some sort of a sanitizer that's more alcohol-based as opposed to the triclosan-based, you know, it may be worth a try just because you don't know where else it's in. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dolly coming up.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.